Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Israel's exodus from the land of Egypt has to be one of the most thrilling and disturbing stories of God's dealings with the Israelite people. It is thrilling because it shows the great love of God for His creatures, how He challenged the power and the influence of the false gods of Egypt, how He performed great wonders to convince His people and the Egyptians that He alone was God and was going to lead them out of Egyptian bondage, how He miraculously provided for the needs of the Jews in their wandering in the wilderness. It is disturbing because it shows the hardness and cruelty of the Egyptian leadership and the unbelief and disobedience of God's own people. How could the Jews rebel against God when they had seen His mighty power in delivering them from the oppression of the Egyptian Pharaoh? How could any people become so immoral when they had witnessed God's great love in such concrete ways? How did the Jews get into Egypt in the first place? The story of Israel's going into Egypt can be read in Genesis 37 through 50. I shall not take the time today to relate what occurred, but I urge you to read these chapters in Genesis if you have forgotten what the inspired writer tells us. I want to take notice today of the Israelite families which went into Egypt. The book of Exodus opens with this information. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt. Exodus 1:1-5. As you no doubt recall, these are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, except for the sons of Joseph. Levi became the priestly tribe and was not counted among the 12. There was no tribe of Joseph, but Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, filled in to make the 12 tribes. In actuality, Joseph had a double portion among the 12 tribes. There is much more about the 12 tribes we would like to know, perhaps, but the Scriptures do not give us much information. We know how prominent Judah and Benjamin became when the nation divided into the southern and northern kingdoms. We also know of the influence of Levi and the priests who served God through the centuries. Some of the other tribes served well at some periods in Israelite history, but some of them are hardly mentioned throughout the rest of divine revelation. A careful study of the 12 tribes can be very profitable for those who are concerned about God's dealings with human beings. We should learn both from their successes and their failures and use those lessons to serve God with sincerity and in truth. After the Israelites had been in Egypt for some time, Joseph died and all his brothers and all that generation. Exodus 1:6. We know how prominent Joseph had become in Egypt, not just among the Jews, but among the Egyptians as well, by the knowledge and strength which God gave Joseph. He was able to save the Egyptians and the Israelites without divine intervention. The great 7-year famine in Egypt would have devastated that region of the world. But God gave Joseph knowledge of what would occur, and he saved the Egyptians and his own people. The life of Joseph provides all of us, young and old, with one of the greatest examples of devotion, purity, and faithfulness to be found anywhere in God's book. I encourage all of us to read the account of Joseph's life in the last part of the book of Genesis. There is no doubt it can help us all to serve God more acceptably. Thank you, and may God bless you.